time she has a seizure, she smells something burning. Now, if we can provoke that smell by probing the surface of the brain, we'll find the source of the seizures. Mrs. Gold, do you feel anything?
I can see the most wonderful lights.
And now what do you feel?
Did you pour cold water on my hand, Dr. Penfield?
Now what? What is it, Mrs. Gold?
Burnt toast. Dr. Penfield, I can smell burnt toast.
Well, that is a Heritage Minute you likely remember. It honors Dr. Wilder Penfield, the Canadian medical pioneer who mapped the various functions of the brain. Dr. Penfield is the inspiration for a new play. It's called Brainstorm, and it's opening tomorrow at the Dance Maker Studio Theater. It explores brain injury and human consciousness. My next guest grew up hearing the story of Dr. Wilder Penfield. Her grandmother was a spiritualist medium who claimed to have channeled messages from Dr. Penfield after his death. Taliesin McEnany is the writer and director of Brainstorm and is here with me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Pia.
What did your grandmother tell you about the messages she channeled from Penfield?
It's funny. As a child, I don't remember her talking about it. It was just in the water. And we always knew, like, I would see the Heritage Minute, I would think, like, oh, yeah, that's like Granny's friend. But she never spoke to me directly about it. I think I was too young. It happened, like, in the late 70s.
So what do you know about her experiences?
So she would sit down usually on Sunday mornings, and she would put the pencil in her left hand, and she would wait for messages to come. And so she had reams and reams and reams of messages. And so I got to explore them, the text, when my aunt gave me these binders full of all her transcripts. And it's fascinating because she has so many messages of hope for peace and, like, ending environmental degradation and ending human rights abuses. And she also has these spirits who are really hectoring her all the time that she should be working more and she should be concentrating more on her gift.
This is all through her, to her, through Penfield, she believed.
She had different people who were talking to her. Yeah. And then Penfield came three times. And that was, like, a big deal.
What did Penfield say?
Well, Penfield basically told her that it has been an astonishing revelation for him to discover that mind is eternal and that he is still living and that death, there is no death. And basically he would say, I am alive, I am alive. Could I have stated with certainty the whole premise and focus of my work would have been affected.
Wow.
Mind is eternal.
This must have been fascinating for you, pouring through all this stuff. How did you go from there to saying, okay, super fascinating, but I'm going to turn my grandmother's experiences and her what she got from Penfield into a play?
So I started looking at Penfield again because I had a brain injury in my own family. And so I've been a caregiver for the last 4 years for someone with a brain injury. And part of seeing the symptoms of a brain injury and seeing there was, you know, seizures and neurological overstimulation and all these things. And so I started researching epilepsy and seizures again, and Penfield came up. And I was reminded of this experience with my grandmother.
And so in writing this play, how and with the experiences you just spoke about, how has this changed the way you understand consciousness?
The research that Penfield did that I've been learning about throughout this process was as he was electrically stimulating the brain, he was struggling to find the seat of the soul in the brain. He was struggling to find a scientific roadmap or way that we could say, like, yes, the brain sort of secretes the soul or the brain secretes the mind. It is responsible for our mind. And he spent his whole career looking for that, and he could never find it. And in the end, he wrote a book called The Mystery of the Mind, and basically saying we can't say that there isn't, that there is a mind is inherent in the brain, and that maybe there is a transcendental reality out there that we are just filtering. And so he was he turned into quite a sort of mystic at the end.
And for your understanding of consciousness in absorbing that and reading that, where did that lead you?
Yeah, it definitely led me in, and seeing my family members' experience with brain injury and how much work the brain does to filter and to filter out so much reality that we're doing all the time. It has made me definitely think about, and I'm quite convinced that there's so much out there that we don't know, and there's so much that we can't comprehend, or that we can't see because of these filters. And so, I would say I'm more on my grandmother's side for sure.
And so you're doing this play in partnership with the Brain Injury Society of Toronto. What does that partnership mean to you?
So that means trying to. It's been an interesting tension because I'm trying to make a play that's accessible to people in the brain injury community. So we're doing relaxed performances. So
what does that mean?
So relaxed performances, a way of presenting theater that's more welcoming to people that's like a less overstimulating environment. And also you can come and go from the theater. So it's not this like cloistered dark room. So you can, make more noise come in and out, and the cues and the sound cues are a bit more gentle. It's for people either on the spectrum or with like neurological
more
differences.
Accessible.
Yeah. And so it's been an interesting thing where I'm trying to, on one hand, I'm trying to portray brain injury and what that overstimulation feels like to like the lay audience, people who don't have experience with it. At the same time, I don't want to make it super triggering for people who do have brain injuries. I want to make it accessible to them. So it's been a really interesting, really interesting tension there that we're working a lot with movement and sort of images and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Sounds interesting and fascinating. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Taliesin. I appreciate it. Good luck with the run.
Thank you so much.
Taliesin McEnany is the writer and director of a play called Brainstorm. It opens tomorrow night at Dance Maker Studio Theater, which is in the Distillery District.